Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hi there, I'm Steve Webb, and this is Day 12 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm so glad you're here. We're nearly halfway through the calendar, so I hope you're all half ready for Christmas. Let's open today's door and see what's behind it.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Today, Steve, we're going to be finding out about a Christmas custom that I don't think you have much over in the USA, and that's Christmas crackers. If you haven't heard about these before, they're a great addition to the Christmas dinner table.
Well, James, I've done some research, and I found out that they were first made in your country, in the UK, in 1850 by a London sweet maker or candy maker called Tom Smith, and his name is still a big one in crackers. He wanted a new way of selling his sweets. Tom had been over to Paris and seen how they wrapped their posh sweets, called bonbons, in colored paper, and wondered if he could do a similar thing. Then one night, while he was sitting in front of his log fire, the crackling of the fire made him think.
What if I wrap my sweets in a colored wrapping, and then when you open them, they go bang? Oh, and I could include a toy in them as well. Then people would be bound to buy them.
So, the first Christmas cracker was born. Crackers today are short cardboard tubes wrapped in colorful paper. There's normally a cracker next to each plate at the Christmas dinner table. Crackers in a colorful party hat, a toy or a gift, and a festive joke. The party hats look like crowns, and it's thought that they symbolize the crowns that might have been worn by the wise men.
But perhaps the thing that crackers are most famous for are their jokes. They're notorious for being very bad indeed. So here, for your listening pleasure, or something like that, our selection of cracker jokes about Christmas.
Today I'm joined by my sons Timothy and Stephen. So guys, what have you got for me?
How do snowmen get around?
Now, I don't know, Stephen. How do they get around?
They ride an icicle.
How does good King Wenceslas like his pizzas?
Well, Timothy, I don't know. With pepperoni?
One that's deep pan, crisp and even.
Okay.
Who hides in the bakery at Christmas?
I don't know.
A minced spy.
Okay.
Why did Santa's helper see the doctor?
I don't know.
Because he had a low elf esteem.
What did Adam say on the day before Christmas?
I give up.
It's Christmas, Eve.
Okay.
What does Father Christmas suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney?
I don't know what.
Claustrophobia.
Oh, that's a good one for you.
Yeah.
Timothy's really claustrophobic. Okay, what? Do you have any more?
Yeah, we got a few left.
Okay.
Why does Santa have three gardens?
I know this one.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
So he can ho, ho, ho.
That's right.
I heard that one about 25 years ago. Okay.
What carol is heard in the desert?
I don't know. What?
O camel, ye faithful.
Okay.
What is the best Christmas present in the world?
Okay, what?
A broken drum. You just can't beat it.
Okay.
How do sheep in Mexico say Merry Christmas?
I don't know how.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay.
I got a couple more for you if you'd like to hear them.
I'd love to hear them, Tim.
How did Ebenezer Scrooge win the football game?
I don't know how.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Okay.
What do you call a cat in the desert?
A cat in the desert. Santa Claus.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Oh, those are bad.
So there you have it. I hope your crackers go off with a bang. And remember that there are only 25 letters in the Christmas alphabet because the angel said Noel.
Well, thank you, James, I think. Thank you, Stephen and Timothy. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to day number 12 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Of course, the theme music today was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas. Background music was Dr. Elmo with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb.